Hey everybody, welcome back to Wicked Good Sports. This is the Bayou Breakdown. I'm joined, as always, by Jack Tiernan. Jack, how you doing?
Brian, great to hear you say it again. Football season is back. And we kicked it off with a bang, no pun intended.
Yeah, so a 27-26 victory over the Falcons, and it was 26-10 at one point, is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. All right, not great.
What happened? Why was the start so slow?
I think the Saints, honestly, I think you look at the guys who really contributed in the second half, and by second half, I mean fourth quarter of this game. Mm-hmm. Michael Thomas, Jameis Winston, right? Those are the two, the big guys that really came in clutch for us. Also, Juwan Johnson, who's a glorified wide receiver tight end. Mm-hmm. All three of those guys were out last year. With injuries to some degree, right? Jameis didn't play the last like three quarters of the season. Michael Thomas didn't play at all. Right. Juwan Johnson was in and out, but those two, the two top guys in Winston and Michael Thomas, I think really just needed to get acclimated to the game again. Mm-hmm. And they did. they certainly did. Same goes for Will Lutz, actually. Will Lutz also was out all of last year, and he ended up delivering pretty clutch with a field goal late. Mm-hmm. What ended up being the winning points scored, actually. So I think that's what it was, you know. I think just shaking off the rust. I think Mariota's been working with that team for less time than Jameis has been working with the Saints, being the Mariota and the Falcons, obviously. But I think we figured him out in the second half. I think this bodes very well for the New Orleans Saints, and I think bodes pretty well for Dennis Allen, who obviously knows how to make an in-game adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'd be remiss to not... I'd spent a lot of time shitting on Taysom Hill last season. I think reasonably so, but he had a long run to start the game off. He had a touchdown to give the Saints an early lead. What did you see out of Taysom Hill, and how did you like how he was used in this game versus how he's been used previously?
I love how he was used in this game. I think this is how he should be used effectively. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a quarterback anymore. I think he can be used as a quarterback for gimmick plays. Mm-hmm. But we also have Jarvis Landry now, and Jarvis Landry is also a gimmick quarterback.
He's also really good.
So there we go. I think that being said, I think Taysom, you and I both, I think, talked a lot about how much Sean Payton just wanted to suck off Taysom Hill. Mm-hmm. And I think we were wrong, actually. I think anybody on the Saints coaching staff wants to suck off Taysom Hill. Mm-hmm. Because Dennis Allen clearly feels the same way. I think he is a bullish rusher. I think he can make good catches, nice routes. Break out of coverage real easy and get running. I don't know, man. I think if that's the Taysom Hill we see every year or every game, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, happy to have him in that role. So
and not force feeding him too. Let me clarify. Mm. Sorry, that's what it used to be or what it used to seem like, force feeding him. Much better to see him in this capacity.
Yeah, he only had four carries. He only had one reception. They weren't trying to make it happen. On almost every drive, it felt like at certain times in previous seasons where it was like, okay, the offense is in rhythm. Now let's throw Taysom Hill out there. And, you know, it's kind of a similar problem. Yeah, the Dolphins had way back with the Wildcat where, it was very innovative and very successful early. And then the more they used it in the season and the more they used it in successive seasons, it really just, broke up the rhythm that the offense is having. And that's why you don't see the Wildcat as a primary part of an offense now. It's a once in a while trick play that that teams tend to run. You mentioned Jarvis Landry, 7 receptions, 114 yards in his debut with the Saints. What did Jarvis Landry bring to this team that was really lacking without Michael Thomas last season?
I think the three top guys that we have in the receiving core, you could even argue four, honestly, if you put Taysom Hill in there. I don't know about that. But the top three guys in the receiving core for the Saints right now are better than the top guy last year in Marquez Callaway. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to him. Great deep threat. But now you have Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave. I think Juice is able to really draw a bunch of coverage from guys. Mm-hmm. And I think pretty much you take advantage of whatever matchup he has that Michael Thomas doesn't. And I think that's what really happened in the second half of this game. I mean, look, 117 yards in your first in your debut game for a team like this. Like, look, I'm thrilled with that. I feel like a little like giddy school kid because I'm like, this is fun to watch because it's not like Jameis throwing to like bum receivers and like, again, no shame to our assumption guy Deontay Hardy, but like when he's your second option or like when Traquan Smith is your second option, it's a really different look offense. But now you have a bunch of dudes who can run routes and haul the ball in and like. Mm-hmm. You could see it in some of those catches, like Jarvis making some sweet catches, Michael Thomas on both of his touchdown receptions, pulling that real quick, like great hands on both of those guys. Just fun to watch, man. A much better wide receiving core.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like you said, we love Deontay, but, you know, he's good for a once in a while big play. Also a gimmick guy. But a great returner, of course.
Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah. So like we said at the top, it came down to a comeback that they needed to have. Chris Olave caught a 2-point conversion. What did you see from the rookie? What did you think? I know he didn't get too involved, but a clutch play nonetheless.
Clutch play. I think you really like to see him get involved early. And the concern, I think, with him was always, how is he going to break out from being underneath Michael Thomas and Jarvis Landry? Because those are two really established guys. Jarvis right now probably more consistent than Michael Thomas due to just injury, right? But like between both of those guys, like really elite receivers, and Olave I think can really run with them. I think he's got the skill set. I think now he actually probably is going to see a lot better matchups just based on you know, where he ranks in the receiving core. Like you've got to cover Michael Thomas, you've got to cover Jarvis Landry. Because of that, your third best corner or safety is on Olave and man-to-man, right? So I don't know, man. I think he did well. I think he delivered in the clutch, and I think he's often going to get forgot about by opposing defenses. So I think because of that, yeah, I think he did great. Drawing coverage, he pulled in, I think, two catches, right? One of them being the 2-point conversion.
He had 3 for 41 yards.
3 for 41. Okay, yeah. So look, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
It's, again, considering you're overshadowed by two dudes who caught like a combined 200 yards, you know.
Yeah, and it's his first game.
Right. So, exactly.
Like,
look. If he plays a decoy, I don't care, man. He's doing his part. I think he might get some unsolicited hate later in the season because he might not be putting up eye-popping numbers and we use a first-round pick on him. But I think he's doing more than what the stat sheet will show.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. And who knows? Maybe he'll pick up more stuff, get more playing time, and really, really come on. So what about the defense? Giving up 26 to Atlanta, how do you feel necessarily about that?
Not great. I think, I'll be honest, I never liked the C.J. Gardner-Johnson trade from the beginning, and I think without him, we lose a lot of that pressure, right? Like, that's what happens. I think same thing. I think a lot of it has to do with it's a new Falcon scheme. It's something we're not used to.
Of course, this is a completely reinvented offense.
Right.
Like, Marcus Mariota, very different quarterback from Matt Ryan. Oh, God, yeah.
Completely, right? That's definitely not the same scheme. And I think it definitely has something to do with it. And maybe that's Dennis Allen's greenness as a head coach showing too, but like that he's a defensive guy, right? So you thought that he would be able to put a stop to that. I was a little disappointed, I'm not gonna lie. But I mean, they do have one of the best kickers in the game. I feel good obviously about that blocked field goal. I think they clutched up. I don't think they did as well as they should have done, frankly, but I think they clutched up in the end. And look, if we win every game by 1 point, then we're undefeated, you know?
Right.
So I'll take that.
Yeah. And I mean, as much as I've probably said on this, and I've certainly said on other episodes on this channel, the cap isn't real. Okay. No, maybe not. CJ Gardner Johnson getting traded is because of the cap situation, and he's going to get paid a lot of money in the future. So score one for the nerds, the accounting department on that one, and my disbelief in the salary cap here.
I'm still, dude, you might be right, but it doesn't make me any less sad about it. So I feel for you and me.
Yeah, it's, and CJ. It's tough stuff. Any other notes, anything you wanted to mention for this game?
No, not particularly. I think. Nice to see Jameis and Michael Thomas come alive in the second half there. Honestly, we'll come back to that.
We still need to make the Slant Boy Returns
We do.
T-shirts.
He returned. He certainly did. Returned.
This would be the perfect time to plug what we just
added. Damn it. Missed opportunity.
Slipped through our fingers, Jack.
It did.
Could have made tens of dollars.
That's right. That's right. One from me, one from everybody I vaped by. You know, yep. Yeah, not great. But hey, well. Next time.
Yes. All right, Jack. Where can they find you online?
This place to find me is on Twitter, and that's at @Jack_Tiernan. Follow me there for a bunch of different sports takes, specifically now in the Saints and obviously ramping up in the Celtics again. So be there. You can also follow my disc golf page. That's at @JackDiscGolf on Instagram. Doing a lot recently. Yes. Popping off a little bit in the disc golf world.
Let's go.
Some might say, yeah. But yeah, follow me those places for all my new content.
Awesome. So follow him there. You can follow me on Twitter at @TheFakeBMar. That's BMARR. Channel is on Twitter at WickedGoodSport or WGEverything. Instagram, WickedGoodEverything. Twitch, twitch.tv/WickedGoodEverything. And on TikTok, search WickedGoodSports. Search WickedGoodEverything. Jack, thank you so much for your time.
Of course, Brian. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you all in the next one.